to Dirt Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me to talk gardening, landscaping, pest control. You know, the safe organic kind that works really well, not the toxic kind where you'll need to use my soil detox program. And by the way, I talked about that earlier the last hour. My Dallas Morning News column was about that, and there's a new liquid humate product. It's not new. I think they've had it for a while, but it's new for me as far as me recommending it as part of the detox program. You don't have to buy the fine textured talcum powder like activated charcoal or humate. You still can. That's fine. Mix it with water, spray it out on land where the toxic herbicides, the pre-emergent chemicals, and the 2,4-Ds and the Roundups and things maybe have been used if you're buying a new property or you know that they've been used for whatever reason. But now you can buy a liquid product so you don't have to do that mixing to put out as the first step and tie up those toxins, and then the rest of the organic amendments and things that go out actually break down those big old complex toxic molecules of the chemical products, toxic chemical products. And yes, I know everything's a chemical, but there are certain chemicals that we don't want to have around us. Couple of things. You can get more information of about how to do this organic stuff on my website on dirtdoctor.com. The homepage is the way to start. There's a button there that tells you how you can join the Organic Club of America. There's a button that tells you how to buy the class, my books that cover all the different subjects related to organic gardening and landscaping, pest control, farming and ranching, and the whole deal. And you can also sign up for the course right there, the 15-chapter course. We do still have the deal going on where you can buy the course and identify somebody to also receive it at no additional charge for a friend or a relative or a neighbor that you want to try to get over into organic gardening. We have a list of retail stores and organic contractors on the website for you. The Dirt Doctor destinations, that entry tells you the stores that are most likely to have all the stuff that I recommend, the basic fertilizers and pest control products and soil amendments and all that kind of thing. So check that out. And then one final thing before we go back to the phone lines, I know a lot of you are working from home and looking at expanding things. We're delighted that so many people are getting into landscaping and gardening from the natural organic standpoint. But if you need to expand your office or a storage shed or even have a new building for whatever reason, I got a good recommendation for you, and you need to check them out. It is Ulrich Storage Sheds, Garages, and Finished Cabins. And these finished cabins are just dynamite looking. They are really terrific. You need to go over and check those out. Here's how you do it. Call them at 520-GET-SHED, G-E-T-S-H-A-D, 520-GET-SHED, or go to myperfectshed.com. Let's see. There's something else I need to do before we go to the phone. Recent report from the EPA suggests the three biggest polluters of fresh water come from toxic chemicals used by industrial farms. Got a full article on that that's been added new to the TORC website, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. That's where when you buy anything from our website, and it's only the books and the class and the art, it goes through TORC, and that's a nonprofit 501c3, so there's no tax and tax deductible for you. To get to the TORC website, the easiest way to go is go to dirtdoctor.com up at the top of the page, along with the Twitter and Facebook and Instagram buttons. There's a button there for TORC, green button that says TORC. Click on it, and you can go to the research that backs up all the things that we talk about and the research that backs up all the things that we do not recommend for various reasons. Lee in Nacogdoches is next up. Let me see if I can get Lee up. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Doctor. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up?
You've given me some good advice in times past. I wanted your opinion on a shrub called Pride of Barbados. You know anything about it?
Pride of Barbados I like a lot. It is a beautiful thing and tough as nails.
Okay, so you think it would do good where I'm at?
It'll do good. You may get some freeze damage. You may have to replant it. Now, how well it's going to form, become a permanent perennial for you is questionable. It probably won't make it. You know, down in San Antonio and down in that part of the state, it will perennialize and do pretty well. But Pride of Barbados up here, we kind of have to use as a real big, beautiful annual planting, but I think it's worth it. I think it's a gorgeous plant. It attracts a lot of beneficial insects, and I think you'd have fun with it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. That's what I need to know.
Okay.
Any kind of pest or disease problems with it?
No, it's pretty much bulletproof other than just the winter hardiness. So give it a shot. Let me know what you think.
Okay, sure will.
All right, appreciate the call. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Here's Wayne in Garland, Texas. Hey, Wayne.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I called you last year trying to get rid of some things. My wife just started a garden this summer, and she cannot deal with the Bermuda grass. They say the roots grow under so deep, and they come right back up in the garden. Any way to control that?
Yeah, that Wayne, that's the toughest weed there is probably, and it's the toughest when people make a mistake the first time they try to get rid of it, and they try to till it and pull the pieces out and things like that. And I don't know if that's what she did or not, but she may have.
I did that exactly.
Okay, well, what happens when you do that is that you drive those little pieces of the rhizome. The rhizome are the underground stems of the Bermuda grass plant. They generally are only right in the top inch and a half to 2 inches of soil. They don't go real deep. And when you till them, you know, that tiller drives them a little farther down into the ground. And that's what you're dealing with, is that they'll come back from that. So here's what we need to do in your case. Next time, and for everybody else listening, when you have a Bermuda area that you're going to change to a different kind of bed or a garden, a vegetable garden or something, you take a sod cutter or a flat shovel and you take out 2 inches and you throw that in the compost pile. You don't till first. You only till after you get the Bermuda grass out of there. Now, what you're going to have to do is this. Where you can, where you don't have plants, doing this around the plants, is to put down some molasses first. You can put down liquid molasses or dry molasses, either one. And then we want to put a thin layer of compost over that. You can use your own compost or a commercial product, just a half inch, quarter inch to a half inch of compost on top of the molasses. And then on top of that, we're going to put about 5 layers of either newspaper or butcher paper, you know, something like that. Something that doesn't have print on it is going to be the cleanest paper. Or you can use cardboard. You can put a single sheet of cardboard. And then we're going to wet that all down, get the cardboard nice, and we're going to wet down each layer as we're going. Wet down the cardboard. And then on top of the cardboard, we're going to put that same mulch that I was talking to a caller just a minute ago that's called shredded native tree trimmings. And you can buy it commercially, or you can get it from a tree care company. They're creating it every day as they trim trees and grind those limbs up. That's the stuff I'm talking about. And you put it across all of that cardboard or paper and cover it up. And believe it or not, as tough as Bermuda is, it will kill it out in those areas. Now, it might pop up in cracks, you know, between the pieces and stuff here and there. And that's where you would spot spray with something like 20% vinegar, one of the organic registered products, or the Pure Grow Weed Crush, or one of the other organic herbicides as it tries to peek back through. You just spot spray it where it's trying to come back through.
Okay, so molasses first.
Molasses, then a little compost, then paper or cardboard. Cardboard probably is the best. And then spot spray it as it tries to peek through here and there. Okay. It's a little work, but it does actually work pretty well. I appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The other one with all the heavy research is Torque, T-O-R-C. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grow's Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, white flies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grow's Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment that contains over 70 minerals and trace elements. It will improve root systems, yields, and general plant vigor in your garden, lawn, trees, field crops, and garden vegetables. Azomite is also a natural feed additive for chickens, livestock, and horses. Ask for Azomite in your local garden center or hardware store. If you need it in bulk or would like it delivered directly to you, then call Mike at 301-219-7540. Get better results today. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard, back with you, and we will try to get caught up with the callers. I was going to do a little bit more detail on that report from the EPA about the contamination of the water and the algae problems, but I'll try to work that in a little bit later when we get caught up here. Jason, Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Jason.
How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, we started gardening back in March, I guess, whenever all the stuff hit the fan, and we're trying to learn how to be good gardeners, but we're extremely novice at it. And we planted some cucumbers and squash and watermelon and all that good stuff. And then, unfortunately, it looked like the vine borers and squash bugs just took advantage of it because we didn't really know what we were doing. And yeah, I just pretty much ate through all our crop, and I didn't know what to do to get rid of them or how to prevent them in the future. If we're trying to plant, we still have some raised gardens, and we're trying to keep them out. So,
well, welcome to the world of gardening. Yeah, the squash bugs and the squash vine borers are two of the toughest ones that we deal with. Jason, did you prepare the beds in any way, or did you just start planting in the ground? How did you get started?
Well, we had a whole bunch of clay, so basically we had to dig down a little bit. So we dug down about a foot deep and then kind of mixed that clay dirt up with some compost that we got from a local guy who has horse compost. Mm-hmm. And so it was really good stuff, and he usually uses it for a lot of his farming needs and then for other people. So we brought in a truckload and did three raised beds, and then we used a little bit of peat moss in between. So we had like a layer of peat moss and then some compost and then again and again until we filled up the bed.
Okay.
And then that's about it. We started planting from seed, and a couple of the plants, I think we unfortunately may have brought them in with us when we used some tomato plants that we purchased at like our local gardening store. And I think we might've possibly brought in, you know, those pests, but, if not, they found our plants pretty quick. So,
well, let me give you some tips on how to go a little bit different than what you've done there so far. The horse manure is good. One of the landscape projects where I learned about that, horse manure was specified by another landscape architect. It was back when before I was in my own landscape design business. And I was just amazed at how well the ground covers grew and the various small plants grew, but weeds grew all over the place too because the weed seed was still in the horse manure. You've got to worry a little bit about pesticide contamination, herbicide contamination, but not as much with horse manure as with cow manure because the for some reason the picloram and the copperylid show up in the cow manure-based compost worse than anything else. So you could have been dealing with a little bit of that. It's a possibility. You might want to read my detox column that was Dallas Morning News, but it's now on dirtdoctor.com under the Dallas Morning News button. Read that. That'll probably help you. And then on the bed preparation, the things I would do different next time would be to not buy any peat moss at all. I don't recommend peat moss. Peat moss is basically antimicrobial. We don't want that. We want things like the horse manure that rot and break down and stimulate biological activity and work with the natural systems. So we want to do that. And then the other categories of ingredients that you can add to, you don't need to dig the peat moss out or anything. We just mix into that peat moss and compost bed that you've got a couple other groups of products. One is rock minerals. And the two rock minerals that are the best and it'll give you help with disease and insect control, stimulating biological activity and all that, are lava sand and azomite, a commercial product called azomite. It's a naturally mined material. The best lava sand on the market by far is called cinderite. It's a little harder to find. It's spelled C-I-N-D-E-R-I-T-E, but it can be bought online and from certain sources. And then on the specific bugs that you mentioned, which are the toughest two, there's a couple things we can do. One is I recommend all gardeners at the beginning of the season put in what's called beneficial nematodes into the soil. The beneficial nematodes will give you help to a degree on both of those squash vine borers and squash bugs that attack, you know, a lot of different kinds of plants. And then we're going to put, in addition to that, we're going to consider a couple of things. The one thing that will absolutely stop squash vine borers is to get from any store, it's a very common product called BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. It's sold as Dipel, D-I-P-E-L, or Thuricide, various different names. You look for the active ingredient, BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. From the grocery, from the drugstore, you get a big syringe, and you literally give the stem a shot of this BT product. You mix it a little heavier than you'd mix it to spray it, about twice as concentrated, and you literally give a shot of BT into the stem of zucchini and squash and all those things where you saw squash vine borers, and it ends the problem. Look at my book, the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening Book, and also the Texas Bug Book, and it'll give you answers on everything else that you might run into. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run for a second. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number is 866-444-3478. That website where all that big pile of good organic material is there.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
It seems that Jason would like to chat just a little bit more. Jason, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hog up the time on the show there.
No problem. We kind of got rushed right there at the end. What else did you have for me?
Well, I was just curious as to how we can prep the soil for planting stuff now, because currently we have like 3 bell pepper plants that are still thriving, mm-hmm. even though our chickens keep eating the leaves off of them. But we're going to try to keep that from going. But you had said rock minerals we add to that soil. And you mentioned the lava sand and the azomite, and then the beneficial nematodes, and then possibly the BT if we plant any squash anytime in the future.
Right.
Was there anything else that I should be adding to combat that peat moss that we kind of threw in there?
You don't have to worry about that other than just those additional amendments that I mentioned there. I would also use a shredded native tree trimmings mulch on top on the bare soil. That's going to help. Don't pile it up on the stems of the plants, because even annual plants like we have in the vegetable garden don't want to be buried. But the bare right. soil does need to be covered, and the shredded tree trimmings are the best way to go there. There are commercial products, or you can get some from just a tree care company that's working locally in your area. The other thing that I've seen good results from that I used a little different technique this year is that I use the Garrett Juice mixture, and by the way, I recommend spraying it on the foliage and drenching it into the soil from time to time as part of the basic program, the Garrett Juice mixture. Formula is on dirtdoctor.com and in my books if you don't know what it is. But The different technique I used this year was I mixed it up and put it in a big watering can with a breaker nozzle on it, and I poured it over the top of the plant. So I got foliar treatment. I got it completely, you know, covering the stems, and it went on down into the soil to drench the soil. So that's a additional technique that'll help you set buds and have better production.
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
Okie doke. And the final thing I probably ought to mention to you, I was going to bring it up anyway, is my class, my online class, the 15 chapters. It goes into as much or more detail as my books on those two subjects that I mentioned to you, the bug book and the vegetable gardening book. So either way you want to go, or use both, because they kind of reinforce each other. Good luck with your gardening. I appreciate you
joining us.
All right. And by the way, another thing that I haven't mentioned lately, I probably should, is when this COVID thing hit, we had some speaking engagements. Some of them were pretty big events canceled. They're starting to come back now. They're starting to come back in a little different fashion. I've got a local garden club, and I got the big Fort Worth Garden Club talks coming up, the next two that I'm doing. And we're doing them both by Zoom. I'm not going to be doing them in person. I'm doing the Fabulous Trees talk in both cases. And if you haven't heard that, my Fabulous Tree talks cover landscape trees, fruit trees, and you know, trees in containers. It covers all kinds of different trees. If you want to see something that would be a good primer for that, or in some cases there's even more detail because I've used so many photographs. But currently on my website on dirtdoctor.com, we have the Fabulous Trees slideshow. And it not only covers planting instructions and management instructions and everything, but it covers some of the most spectacular trees on earth, including some that I'm personally involved with. So it's free for you right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's in the list of things right over at the top right-hand part of the page. So if you haven't already, check it out. I think you'll like it. Here's Robin in Copper Canyon, Texas. Hey, Robin.
Good morning, Howard. I have a question about like a large shrub or some vines to provide a visual break. It's in an area that has no water, so it needs to be something that can go on its own without much help from me. But I've got like a piping cable fence that I could cover with vines. I'd like to have something that would go a little taller than that as a visual break. But I was hoping maybe you might have some ideas for me.
We want a visual barrier, but also a physical barrier that people and animals can't come through. Is that what you're looking for?
Right. That'd be great.
Okay. I'm a big fan of not planting this one plant all the way across, but planting a mixture of things. The one plant all the way across, I think even if it's healthy, in most cases, it just looks kind of artificial. You know, it looks a little bit too harsh. It's good in a formal garden or something like that, but for most people, what looks better is to have a mixture of some evergreen plants and some flowering things. And if you really want it to be an impenetrable barrier, there's some well-armed plants that we can put in the mix. For example, you could have jujube as part of the mixture, and also a plant called trifoliate orange. Both of those are extremely well-armed, and nobody will go through that area but once.
Do they have thorns? Is that what it
big,
is?
Big thorns and lots of thorns. Those two.
Okay.
Now, the other things that I would put in the mixture, and you might want to have more of a soft approach, and you could use these things instead of that. All of the hollies, or most of the hollies, have stickers, have barbed leaves, you know, like regular Burford holly or the willow leaf holly, Nellie R. Stevens holly, Wirt Winn holly, W-I-R-T, let's see, Wirt, how do you spell this? W-I-R-T, Wirt Winn, W-I-N-N, I think is how it's spelled. It's a beautiful big old holly, big red berries and decorative leaves. The abelia plants are just indestructible, so that, you know, not being able to water real well puts that pretty high on the list of possibilities. And you can put some of the native cedars in, the native eastern red cedar. I have, some people are surprised when they see my backyard, and I've got them as a barrier on one side. They're actually on the other side of the fence on my property, on my neighbor's property, but I'm the one that got them planted there in some cases and left the ones that grew up naturally. So you see what I mean? Kind of a mixture of things. And you could also put in some things like Mexican buckeye and Mexican plum. So the Mexican plum would create some fruit for you that would be really a nice addition to have. And you have that way evergreens, some fall color, some spring flowering plants, and it just makes a really nice mixture. There's another group of plants called viburnums, and there's some great viburnums. Among the best for this use would be the rough leaf viburnum, which has a great big long rough leaf and has white flowers. And then there's one called Walter's viburnum that has real small leaves, more like a Yaupon holly, and has beautiful white flowers all over it in the spring and a little bit of red fall color. It's kind of semi-deciduous. It doesn't lose all of its foliage, just part of it. So you have, with that kind of thinking, you just have all these different things going on during the year, but it forms a real nice barrier for you.
Okay. Is it best to plant these during the fall, or is it something that I need to buy, like, potted plants for, or what's the way to get those started?
Well, if you want the barrier, the best time to do it's right now. Plant it here just before we start getting into the cool weather, and you'll find that your timing might be the best timing of all, because, one, you can plant them in the heat. If they're ball and burlap or container plants, they're going to be happier in the ground than they are in the nurseries in the containers. And then you will have with that timing, you will catch the bursts of root growth that plants get in the fall, which a lot of people don't realize even happens. And then that way they'll grow a little bit all during the winter, and then next spring everything will take off like it's been there for a long time.
Okay. One question. Are any of these, like, toxic to plants or toxic to, like, dogs or kids or any of those things, cows, horses?
Nothing I mentioned is toxic at all. Some of the plants that I do recommend from time to time have some toxicity, and we just try to teach adults and kids not to eat them. But all the things that I mentioned to you, Robin, are perfectly safe to use.
Awesome. Great. That's exactly what I needed. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Call us again.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, there's some plants that are toxic. There's a plant that I recommend planting in your vegetable garden that's got a toxic part to it. It's called jicama, one of the most delicious vegetables, in my opinion, there is. And the jicama, the edible part, grows as a big old tuber. It looks like a great big sugar beet, kind of grows underground. The top of the jicama is toxic. It's what they make a rotenone out of. The flowers, the foliage, the whole thing. It's a pretty vining plant, but rather than not plant it, you know, just teach the kids not to eat it. In most cases, the toxic plants, you know, Carolina jasmine, Carolina jessamine, and plants like that that are toxic in the garden taste really bad. And so, you know, it'd be rare for a child or even a dog to eat enough to be a problem. Sometimes dogs are too goofy and will do it. The one that I hear the most about comes from Bob Webster and Dan Kirby, Dr. Dan Kirby down in San Antonio, a veterinarian. He gets a lot of cases of dogs being poisoned by sago palm flowers. Extremely toxic. And why they're so attractive to a dog, I have no idea, but they seem to be. Oleander is the other one that's highly toxic. And again, be bitter and be rare that, an animal or a kid would eat enough to be a problem. But it's something that you need to know about and teach people. And if you're afraid of it, don't plant any oleander. It's not the greatest plant for some gardens anyway. Let's see whose time it is. Bob in Burleson, Texas. Thanks for holding. Appreciate it, Bob.
Yeah, I think your surprise picture, whatever, is a Swaree Cowie.
Say it again.
Oh, I'm not personal. I don't know about the pronunciation. Swaree, S-O-I-R-E-E.
You got it. That's all you need to say. It's a Swaree periwinkle. And the birds are flying in, so you're going to win unless somebody snuck in front of you online that I have not seen. That is the mystery photo of the day. If you had something else for me, I'll put you on hold and we can talk. But Mary Rose, if you'll get his information, you already have. He is the winner of our online course and also a bottle, an 8-ounce bottle of liquid plant food from
Dirt Doctor Espoma. Here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Allrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or AllrichBarns.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The
the best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's see where we're going. We're going to St. Augustine, Florida, and talk to Dee is where we're going. Hello, Dee.
Hi, good morning.
What's up?
We bought a year ago. I'm sorry about my pup.
It's okay.
We bought a year ago our retirement property, about a half acre on the Intracoastal Waterway, and we have a yard that has been neglected for about 10 years, and we are covered in nut sedge and Dallas grass.
Okay. What kind of dog you have there?
Border Collie.
Border Collie. Just wants to talk on the radio, that's all.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. She keeps all the bunnies and whatnot herded out of the yard.
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed, I've told people this before, I've really, one thing I've enjoyed about the COVID-19 thing is so many people are out walking their dogs, and yeah, I'm seeing interesting people, but I'm seeing all these wonderful dogs of every description. It's really been a fun part of the deal. Dee, I got good news and bad news, mostly bad news. Those are two of the hardest weeds to control, but I'll give you a couple of ideas. Dallas grass, the first thing to understand is that Dallas grass is not a low successional grass like crabgrass and grass burrs and things like that. It's actually a tough weed with a big, thick, as you probably know, underground system and everything, the roots and the rhizome system, the whole deal. So to kill it, you've got to spray it with really strong organic sprays like the 20% vinegar or something like that, or just chop it out of the ground, throw it in the compost pile, which is no worry at all, and then throw into the hole where you've chopped it out some compost and a little rock mineral so that you grow your turf back in there. If you kill it with a spray, it leaves a brown spot there, so a lot of times it's best just to chop it out. Putting the regular kind of organic pre-emergent that we talk about, the corn gluten meal, at the time, and you may have missed your window there because you're earlier than we are, but when you put out corn gluten meal before the little tiny black seed have had a chance to germinate, it functions as a pre-emergent fertilizer and also fertilizes your turf very well. So if you missed it this year, you might try that for next year. On the nutsedge, nutsedge is a sedge, so it likes wet soil. It likes anaerobic conditions. So using any of the organic techniques that we recommend helps. Spraying hydrogen peroxide, or actually drenching it one time in the area where the nutsedge is, helps a lot because it is a liquid way of oxygenating that soil area. And then putting out heavier than normal amounts of molasses, either dry or liquid. The liquids are the ones where people have had the best luck, really, with knocking out nutsedge. It does it slowly over a period of time. You put it out at a level quite higher than we normally would use just for spraying plants and so forth. We put it out at about half a cup of liquid molasses per gallon of water and drench it into the area where the nutsedge is. You'll notice the nutsedge growing the most in areas where the water is kind of standing, the drainage is not quite so great, and that sort of thing. And so what this does, this is a technique that speeds up that process of getting the soil more aerobic and better draining.
Okay, yeah. We're not wanting to use anything chemical because we are, like, right on the waterway. And
good for
we don't
you.
Need
good
that stuff to run off.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
There's one more way to go with the nutsedge. You dig it all up out of the ground, and you put it on a screen door mesh, and you make sure you screen it, and you get every piece and every nutlet and every seed of the nut grass out. And then you put that nut grass residue into a concrete box, and then you burn it first, and then you take the ashes, put it in a concrete box, and then take it 20 miles offshore and dump it in the ocean.
Oh, my.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my.
That's the only foolproof way. But the molasses thing works pretty well, so give that a shot.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Let's see who is next. Well, I believe it's Jim Desmond. Desdemona, Texas. Hello, Jim. What's up?
Good. I'm doing good. You all right?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Every year, the aphids are destroying my garden about this time of year. Is there anything I can put out over the winter that would keep them from coming back?
We talking about the vegetable garden, Jim?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you've got aphids hitting your plants, they're telling you something. They're telling you something really important. They're telling you that your plants are in stress for some reason or another. And are you using an organic program or using chemical fertilizer?
No, it's all organic.
Totally organic, and you're getting hit with aphids.
What's that loud noise? There he goes.
Well, it's the music ending the show. You're going to be the last caller. Jim, I'll talk to you off the air a little bit, but the thing that you can do for aphids is to do things that stimulate the ladybugs being there, and the ladybug larvae will take them out. You can spray and kill the aphids with soapy water, with the PureGrow Bug Stop, or with any of the organic products, but to change the health of the plants a little bit is how you keep them away. And you just need to use a little bit more Garrett juice, a little bit more of the right organic fertilizer, and they'll take care of it. Enjoyed being with you, everybody. See you next week.